My hearts go out to the victims and the perpetrators' families and friends today in the massacre of Connecticut in America. If you've not heard about it, you can search for that. I was saddened and sickened by it, but I was also saddened and sickened by some of the tweets surrounding this today. In the way, not because of the trolls, not because of the idiots that laugh about it, but by everyday folks who are up in arms about, excuse the pun, no, non intended, up in arms about the fact that guns should be banned. This just goes to show why guns shouldn't be allowed to. And yet, their children probably have some guns in their households. Toy guns. The children probably go out and play with Smurf guns. These are guns that fire felt bullets, if you like. But it's guns at the same, nonetheless. And we decry this violence, and our children are allowed to have and grow up with this violence in another way. They're allowed to have guns. They're allowed to watch violent TV shows. They're allowed to play violent video games. And although these video games and TV shows have 18 plus ratings, I know I'm the father of two children. I know many families. I know many people with children who allow their children to play violent video games and at the same time teach their children that they can't go out and play because something bad might happen to them. Or if they don't tell the children, they just don't let the children out so much. Not like they used to. Not like when I was a child, we were out playing all the time. We knew about dangers. It was taught to us intrinsically, but not in a fearful way. Parents today are fearful, and that fear is being passed on to the children. Children are growing up in a very confused state today. On the one hand, they're told that violence is a bad thing. The bogeyman might get them if they go out and play on their own and be careful of strangers. And we see all these news items today. It's horrible. It is horrible. I don't think it's any greater than it's ever been. It's just reported more. We're more aware of it. And because we're more aware of it, we're more frightened of it. And so our children aren't experiencing socialising like they perhaps should because we're fearful of them going out and playing with their friends in case something happens. But we're okay with them being in their bedrooms and playing games that might be violent or watching violent TV shows and movies. Playing with toy guns. Now, on an individual level, none of these are particularly bad. We do know there are, of course, there is direct correlation between certain events that have happened with children performing violence on other children. Child raping by children is on the increase. Violence by knife crime is on the increase. And yet, why is that? If not because the children are exposed to this in some way. If it's on the increase, there has to be a correlation, there has to be a reason. And I'm not, there's no blame here. We're living in a very confused world where we are being fed this fear and having this fear instilled in us by the reporting of such violence all the time. And as adults, as parents, we are passing that fear on to our children in certain ways. And so our children are growing up with this fear inherent. And at the same time, they're allowed far more access to violence, violent media, than ever before. And this is a heady combination, fear and violence in children. And then these children grow up and they face a world that they're not accustomed to, the real world. They haven't to go out there. They're not able to deal with certain situations. And when you take this fear that they've grown up with on a subconscious level to a large extent Add that with a mix of them growing up with violence being perceived in certain areas as amusement. Amusement. Amusement doesn't necessarily, I'm not talking about amusement being, amused as in laughing, just entertainment, if you like. Entertainment to play a violent video game, to watch a violent TV show. These are only small parts of a child's upbringing. There are other things, of course, but it's these parts that are going to seep into the psyche as much as anything else. I don't understand or know anything about the perpetrator of the violence today in Connecticut. I don't know what that person's upbringing was, what his motivations were. But I'm just thinking that is there some form of correlation between all this? Are children growing up desensitized on the one hand to violence because of their media as they're growing up, their entertainment as they're growing up? And on the other hand, having this fear element instilled in them. And what kind of child, what kind of children are growing up? What kind of adults, young adults, are we producing with this? These are just some thoughts, and I am looking at a slightly darker side of the events because the events are dark and it has saddened me greatly. But I don't want the hypocrisy. There's a lot of hypocrisy on the tweets today. I know some people who have tweeted today, and I know they have children that allow their children to play violent video games that they shouldn't be playing. What are the children going to do with this terrible media, this terrible stuff that's going on around them? How are they going to handle that when they get older? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening, and my thoughts and prayers to everyone surrounding this particular incident. And indeed to all violence in the world. We seem to jump on violence when it's against children. And rightly so. We all focus on something. Something shocks us. And I'm glad that certain things still shock us. I just wonder whether our children will be shocked by the same things when they're older. What will it take to shock our children? After all, we are becoming desensitized. How much more desensitized are our children going to be? Thanks for listening, and as always, if applicable, God bless.